Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
The government has been accused of abandoning 3,500 small pubs around Ireland in putting phase four of COVID-19 reopenings on hold once again. But the National Public Health Emergency Team has said that reopening pubs would pose a particular risk to the spread of the virus. This afternoon, the government has published the expert advice it considered before making its controversial decisions, revealing that NPHET actually wanted restaurants to close even earlier than 11 o'clock at night. Our reporter John Cook joins me now for more on this. Amid some criticism of that cabinet decision, John, it seems they could have gone even further.
Yes, Mary, the government published the advice it received from the National Public Health Emergency Team today, which led to this decision, perhaps to react to some of the criticism they've been receiving from people like the Vintners groups. Their decision was not to go ahead with phase four of the reopening plans yet again. And the advice is set out in a letter from the acting chief medical officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, to the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. And in it, Dr. Glynn quotes the National Public Health Emergency Team and its significant and growing concerns. They recommended a cautious but measured approach, including some additional measures for the restaurant and cafe sector, including that these premises would be closed by 10:30 at night, except for takeout and delivery. And they said there should be masks worn by staff on a mandatory basis in restaurants and cafes. Now, the government decided that restaurants should close by 11 o'clock instead, with comments last evening from the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, who was concerned, he said, that some restaurants were acting like pubs in continuing to serve alcohol into the night. But from speaking to publicans and people on the streets in recent days, Mary, and through various contacts with the Drive Time programme, I've heard widespread concern about pubs acting like restaurants instead. The other way round from what Leo Varadkar's concerns were, whereby traditional wet pubs, as they're being described, pubs that never served food in the past, are all of a sudden finding new ways to open and serve alcohol by bringing in food from local takeaways or reheating home-cooked dinners in the microwave or selling frozen pizzas. Maybe some just have menus and cutlery on the tables, but people tell me they're not actually taking orders and the drink is being sold in many places right around the country without food being consumed. And I don't want to be unfair to any one particular area, because I've heard these stories from Dublin to Waterford to Mayo and to Limerick, but I was speaking mainly to people from the Clare and Limerick area today. So one man explained to me how he knows of many pubs taking a relaxed approach to the COVID-19 guidelines.
Yeah, because they can just have menus inside in their bars and people just look at the menus. They don't have to order food.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Is this in a pub that never served food?
No, this place never served food.
So you're out in the pub, you're looking at your menu, you're ordering pints, but nobody had any food?
Come in, they see that you're looking at menus and they leave again.
And was this pub raided by the Gardaí while you were there, or inspected by the Gardaí, I should say?
Inspected, yeah.
So everyone's looking at menus. Any knives and forks?
Yeah, they'd have the place set out as if... Now, you can order food, but it just comes from a bar down the road, the same as if you can order pizza from across the road. So, you know, you can bring in food. My hometown has probably 8 bars. We'll say 4 of them serve food, and they're wedged. I don't see why they wouldn't be as wedged if the other bars were open. People want to go to the pub, but the fact that they can only go to a pub that serves food means everybody goes to the one pub.
Or that the pubs that didn't serve food are finding ways around it,
yeah,
with pizza or menus from the takeaway next door.
Yeah. Like, people don't want to go to the pub for food. They want to go and have a few pints.
So they're finding ways around the restrictions.
Yeah. If you've more bars open, you've less people in the one, each individual bars.
John, you spoke to people on the streets as well and to publicans.
Yes, Mary, and there's mixed opinions from people. Some say they don't miss the pubs. I mean, Ireland has changed, and when you talk about people who are just reliant on the pub for their social outlets, a lot of people will tell you that it's a small number of people. And many say they're more worried about COVID-19 and getting the schools reopen. Others say, you know, this shouldn't be a battle between publicans and public health. They say they are worried for people living alone or in rural areas where the pub is the only meeting place for a community. Other people told me of their fears for people's mental mental health or too much drinking at home. For instance, a taxi driver gave me insights into the large groups he's been bringing to various houses, carrying several bags of ice, he said, and alcohol from the off licences that everyone knows are doing an increased trade. So some people are worried about that. I also met with publicans today and spoke to some on the street. It followed a conversation I had earlier on today with members of the Rural Independent Group of TDs, including Limerick's Richard O'Donoghue. He said he was aware of at least 11 pubs which will not now reopen following yesterday's decision. So when I spoke to more people on the streets, I met first of all with a publican, a former publican, Tom Gleeson, who ran the Rendezvous Bar in Abbeyfeel in County Limerick near the Kerry border for many years but got out for financial reasons. I asked him, was it that bad that so many pubs will close?
It's that bad, yeah. It is, yeah. People haven't got the money, the publicans haven't got the money to keep things going now, you know. They need to get some bit of money from the government to help them out, you know.
Leo Varadkar, the Thánaiste, that said yesterday he was concerned restaurants were acting like pubs. That's why they have to close at 11 now. But is it the case that some pubs are acting like restaurants from what you say?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, they are, yeah. You know, you'd see pubs that are serving a small bit of food, but you can drink away it in, you know.
Pizza ovens and the likes,
absolutely.
Toasted sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah. I think publicans have the right to open, and they should be allowed to open.
Government says public health comes first.
House parties. Could be worse, do you know.
Young people are just there. Wouldn't be as concerned about the virus as older people, I think, you know.
And will a publican be able to patrol that and keep things in order, keep the crowds down?
I think they'll have to limit the numbers coming in. That's the only way they'll be able to do it. They'll have to have no table service, can't go to the bar. But if they have limited spaces, limited amount of people inside, I think they can cope with it, you know. Okay. They should be given the opportunity to do so.
You don't want pubs open again, is it?
Well, the young people can't behave themselves. They lose the run of themselves when they've drink taken.
But couldn't that happen in a house party or on the street or anywhere else?
Yes, nobody should have house parties. They shouldn't be allowed because it'll spread again and then we're back to square one.
But do you think the government is making the right decision then to just keep the pubs closed?
Definitely.
Your husband disagrees. You were telling me you miss a pint yourself, though.
I do. I certainly do. I miss going out. I miss the camaraderie and I miss the socialising that's attached to the pubs. But I suppose people's health is the greatest concern, and I have to fall in line with that. They're afraid that they won't be able to control it, and with the youth and what we saw over in Kilkee at the weekend and what we saw above in Dublin at the day after the first phase being loosened, I think that's put the frighteners on people. And of course, if you look over the last couple of days, all the numbers have been over the 40s. I'd be worried for the publicans, their staff and their livelihoods. How are they going to survive? Who's going to subsidise them? You know, what's going to happen there?
And John, from the streets of Ennis, did you take shelter in any of the traditional pubs yourself?
Well, you don't find them open unless I'm told also anecdotally of a lot of places where if you knew to knock on the right back door, you might. Again, some people saying rules are being flouted in some areas. Not that I found today, but I did meet one publican in his very quiet, eerily quiet indeed, premises on Parnell Street in Ennis. We know the government has we know that the Vintners Group say the government has abandoned them now. The mood was pretty low in Lucas's pub on Parnell Street, along with, we're told, 3,500 similar pubs across Ireland following the decision to stop pubs from reopening next week. And the representative groups, the Vintners Federation and the Vintners Association, say they're facing a full-blown crisis, placing intolerable pressure on publican staff, suppliers and their families. Dara McAllister is the chairman of the Vintners Federation in Clare. He was the man behind the bar only for cleaning purposes today in Lucas's pub, where he showed me round a new refurbished extra function room they had finished just earlier this year. It cost €80,000. He told me about €8,000 worth of drink orders placed for next week that are now not needed. And he told me about two leases he holds because they run another pub on the same street at Considine's in Ennis. I asked him if both pubs are viable going forward.
Not knowing is the killer. And of course, we don't know. We've been hoping that the more time we have to gauge the market, then the better position we'll be in to know where the market is for next year and how viable things are. Right now, it's our plan to stick with it for as long as we can because we don't have a fallback position. We're very hopeful and very confident that our customers are out there patiently waiting for us and they do want to come back in. and they want to do so responsibly, and we want to bring them in and we want to do so responsibly, but it will take some time before we can say that we are viable. And we're certainly aware of lots of pubs that aren't as lucky as us, that don't have the kind of customer base that we have, and they aren't in the middle of a busy town. The shift seems to be now towards the compensation side of things. I mean, we as an industry have been, to use a phrase, thrown under the bus. It seems as though we've been the test case or the rag doll for the government to distract people, and it's quite unfair. And unfortunately, this has meant that a lot of people, a lot of families in particular, who run small pubs, especially in rural areas, they're now in a position where they have no idea if or when they'll be back trading, and if they are back, if they'll be able to, whether it'll be viable or not. And obviously for them, not knowing what they're going to do next year, they need to plan for that now.
You're feeling hard done by here because of what? Because of other pubs that are open? Because of the pubs that are serving pizza and managing to serve customers pints as well?
What I do, I'll do right. What we do here, we'll do right. So we don't have a kitchen. We don't serve food. We're not going to go down that road. We're also not going to hoodwink people, okay? We're not going to take the mick. We're going to do things properly.
Are other publicans taking the mick?
If they are, they're welcome to it. The problem with the guidelines that have been given is that room is there. Now, we are not the policing authority. We're not the health authority. If people are breaking the rules, well, send in the rule makers. Send in the people who are charged with enforcing these rules and close those places down if they're doing it wrong. If they're not doing it wrong, leave them alone. But let us know. Give us some clear guidelines, much clearer than exists at the moment, because as you say, there are places that are doing a bit of a microwave job or a bit of a pizza job. So far as we can see, that's not against the rules. If it is against the rules, shut them down. Open the pubs, and if the pubs break the guidelines we're given, shut them down. But I don't appreciate the people of Ireland being treated like children. I certainly don't like this notion that give Paddy a couple of pints and he'll be swinging from the rafters like an animal. That's very insulting to publicans who run professional houses and have done for generations right across this country. And it's a huge insult to the people of Ireland, suggesting that they don't know how to conduct themselves whatsoever in a public house, and that they won't follow rules and they won't follow guidelines. It's very insulting. And it's unfair. We were always talking about solidarity. We were all in this together. But unfortunately, that's not the case now. We aren't all in this together. It's just us. We've been left behind. And there seems to be a complete dearth of any logic being applied in the reopening schedule. Right now, the current government is saying the plan as it stands isn't working. So the new plan is to stick to the old plan. I mean, there's no logic whatsoever in that.
And that's Ennis publican Darragh McAllister. He's also the chairman of the Vintners Federation in County Clare. He was speaking there to our reporter, John Cook.